The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever noticed that penguins all have southern accents? That's because all 18 species come from the southern hemisphere. But in nature, if there's a job to do or a niche, then there will be somebody to fill it. So in the far north, the job of fish-eating, ocean-living bird is filled by the puffins. The horned puffin breeds from northern Alaska to British Columbia. It winters in the ocean off the coast from Alaska to Washington, and occasionally stragglers will be found further south. The horned puffin is pelagic, meaning it lives on the open ocean. In breeding season, it can be found on sea cliffs. The horned puffin uses its large bill to catch fish and marine invertebrates. It can dive up to depths of 80 feet to catch its prey. And in case you were wondering what their oversized bill is for, puffins have been observed carrying up to 15 fish in their mouths at one time. In the summer, puffins will come in from the open ocean to mate. A pair will usually build a nest in a crevice in a cliff or in a hole between boulders to protect the young from predators. The female lays only one egg a year, which both parents take turns incubating. They place the egg under a wing and then lean their body against it to keep it safe and warm.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.